Hello and welcome back to the Smashy Business Show. I am Farah Bashir and
Farah Makhlouf.
So if you guys know that already, we both are Farahs and you can identify us with our last name. But let's just like quickly jump to our headlines for today. Saudi Arabia to welcome 300 millionaires with strategic investment initiatives. And as well, Asar Group, by the way, you guys, set to invest 54 billion. Yes. Oh, yeah. 54.5 billion in low carbon steel plant in Saudi Arabia. Yes. And as well, towards the end, we are going to talk about the public investment fund plans on investing $15 billion in Brazil. However, let's just like quickly talk about what happened in Saudi Arabia during the Hajj pilgrims.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, it was obviously the Hajj season, mm-hmm. and basically and unfortunately a lot of people passed away during yes. this season. Obviously it's due to the extreme heat and everything, but it turns out that a lot of the pilgrims were like, they didn't actually have the proper like approvals, or they weren't like registered. I'm not sure what the correct term is for that, but basically they just didn't have the appropriate like approvals to be there. And so Egypt decided that it's going to be it's going to take action against those private travel agents.
Yeah, but you know what, actually I think this happens every Hajj season, you know. Yeah. Like people do pass away, people it's bound to happen, you know.
Unfortunately,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's yeah. due to like overcrowding and due yes. to extreme heat. Yeah. It's a tough situation for sure, but it's something that happens. But this time, Egypt, you know, among other countries, they're trying to take action against this to avoid this happening, because it did happen a lot. Like, basically, this affected a lot of Egyptians that went to Hajj mm-hmm. this year. So they're trying to, like, you know, raise awareness, and they're trying to, you know, penalize those travel agent companies.
I know.
To avoid like this situation from reoccurring.
But you know, like honestly, it's sad for Saudi Arabia, because we have seen Saudi Arabia grow yeah. over the past year, specifically in like we've seen massive numbers, mm-hmm. right? And this is going to be affecting the economy and the tourism in Saudi Arabia, and as well, it's not a good look
no.
for them, not at all. But I think as well, as I've mentioned earlier, is that it happens every year where
yeah,
like a lot of, you know, people who actually do visit for the Hajj season, many of them can like, you know, face pass away mm-hmm. or some of them faint because of, as you said, the heat and
heat,
it's overly crowded and so on.
Yeah. But as you said, like Saudi Arabia has been making a lot of headlines, and it's becoming such a regional hub for a lot of different sectors, like economy, tourism, technology,
yes.
entertainment, all around, like a lot of different aspects. And pretty much like all our top stories today are about Saudi Arabia.
Saudi, exactly. By the way, 100% all of our stories are about Saudi Arabia, which mm-hmm. brings us to our first story for the day. It's Saudi Arabia is to welcome 300 millionaires with a strategic investment initiative. Now, it's a recent study conducted by London-based British investment migration consultancy Henley & Partners. They have projected that Saudi Arabia could welcome up to 300 millionaires in 2024. Now, the kingdom is increasingly appealing to high net worth individuals, with Riyadh and Jeddah experiencing a notable uptick in interest from wealthy immigrants, particularly from North Africa, the Middle East. And Henley & Partners highlighted the potential for Riyadh and Jeddah to follow in the footsteps of Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Which is honestly, what do you think of this, Farah?
I do feel like Saudi Arabia is really picking up pace, and it's starting to become such a regional hub, just like you said, Abu Dhabi and Dubai. It's mm-hmm. Definitely like making headlines, and it's definitely like becoming very, very prominent. So it's not unexpected to see that 300 millionaires will invest in various sectors in Saudi Arabia's economy. It's definitely something expected. But I mean, kudos to Saudi Arabia.
I agree with you, but as well, you know, like the country, they have introduced, you know, programs and benefits to attract those, like the 300 millionaires.
Yeah.
They have introduced privileged iqamas, which is like residency, mm-hmm. permanent residency, the Saudi green card, which mm-hmm. is kind of like, we all the time hear about, you know, the United States green card. Oh my God, you have a green card. But now there is a Saudi green card, which is really incredible. And as well, tax exemptions and easier access to business opportunities. And that is, by the way, which is very attractive to all business owners and all of the business people who want to invest and who want to begin their businesses. And we just like it is allowing Saudi Arabia to, you know, actually
flourish.
Reach mm-hmm. 100%, as you said, flourish. You know what I mean? They are, as you said, like they are expected in millionaire immigrants to show up in Saudi Arabia.
There's a lot here, but I feel like a lot of them are also deciding to, you know, pack their bags and hop on over to Saudi Arabia, which comes at a very close second, if not even like, it may even like top their region and becoming the new hub, basically. Because so far, a lot of opportunities are being created in Saudi Arabia, so it's not unlikely at all that it'll become the new hub, it'll become mm-hmm. the new Dubai and Abu Dhabi. But I mean, we love where we are.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I don't know if they can become or be compared to Dubai or Abu Dhabi yet. You know, because like it's like Dubai took Dubai a long way, like long years for it to be where it is at right now, like regarding economy wise, tourism wise, and then it goes on and on and on. And yes, we do understand, like, you know, like Saudi Arabia has opened its doors regarding like tourism, mm-hmm. which is, by the way, why it's not a good look to them with what happened regarding the Hajj pilgrims.
Right.
However, I'm hoping for the best for Saudi Arabia. And
yeah,
it's exciting.
Agreed.
It's really exciting. You know, it's like we have seen big, huge numbers. And
oh, yeah.
You never know what can happen.
We're seeing a lot of numbers even in today's like top stories. But obviously, the goal for Saudi Arabia is to boost its economic growth and create more job opportunities specifically for locals and specifically
100%.
For Saudis. But that doesn't mean a lot of, you know, foreigners or expats want to go there. Of course, they do.
100%. So, I mean, honestly, like, it's a good, I would say, like, start. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to begin, I don't know, like, stepping a foot into the whole thing of, like, hey, we want to be compared to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, mm-hmm. economically and financially and everything-wise. But, you know, honestly, so far, I'm not seeing anything but good things from Saudi Arabia.
Agreed.
But let's jump to our next story. So Israr Group set to invest $4.5 billion in low-carbon steel plant in, as Farah mentioned, a lot of stories about Saudi Arabia, because it is awaiting final approvals to proceed with an investment of, as I mentioned, approximately $4.5 billion in constructing a low-carbon steel plant in Saudi Arabia, revealed, you know, Prashant Arya, the, of course, top official. Now, the kingdom aims to establish itself as a hub for electric vehicle manufacturing, targeting production of over 300,000 cars annually by 2030. That's a huge number. As I said, we could just keep on seeing numbers and numbers and numbers with Saudi Arabia.
Oh, definitely. They're making leaps and bounds, and especially when it comes to, you know, steel plant and production. I feel like they're also making headlines in that aspect because a lot of people are becoming more aware of, you know, carbon emission and becoming more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
And I feel like Saudi is like putting that in the forefront right now, and they're trying to make a difference in that aspect.
100%.
And this investment just shows that they're trying to, you know, take that step.
Yeah, I agree with you, you know, because like we mentioned earlier in our previous story that Saudi Arabia wants to flourish and wants to mm-hmm. show and wants to do this and that and all of these things, you know, like it has opened up. It's like it did improved from like a tourism aspect
mm-hmm.
and financially it's doing really well, you know, and the economy there is blooming. You know, we have seen a lot of companies open there, a lot
yeah.
of companies move
shift headquarters.
100%. And you know, and now they are like taking the aspect of like, hey, how can we contribute to the environment and contribute to, you know, like, I would say like, you know, like, do more, do better, you know, since like we have heard the UAE's vision for 2030.
Right.
But now I think 2030 for Saudi Arabia is going to be like all about
really massive as well.
Literally, yeah. It's going to be all about environment because like 300,000 cars by 2030 and a $4.5 billion investment is not so little.
If you guys don't know already, this investment aims to support Saudi Arabia's efforts to develop a greener industrial sector and reduce its carbon footprint, which obviously is such a major goal for most countries right now. It also will create job opportunities and contribute to the country's economic development. So whichever way you look at it, there's definitely a plus. There's definitely a, you know,
so it's
advantage.
It's a win-win situation.
In yes. All around.
It is. I mean, and honestly, I just cannot wait for 2030 because like we hear the word, the year 2030. The UAE has mentioned it and now Saudi Arabia has mentioned it. And it's like, okay, you know, like the Saudi Arabia as well, they want to be compared to Dubai and Abu Dhabi,
yeah.
Which is really big. So we are excited for that.
Definitely.
But let's jump to our next story. So the Public Investment Fund plans to invest $15 billion in Brazil. The Public Investment Fund plans to allocate these funds towards green hydrogen, renewable energy and infrastructure projects. All those specific details and timelines were not disclosed. Now, the Public Investment Fund is currently collaborating with Patria Investments, a prominent asset manager in Latin America, on a highway project in Brazil. Additionally, Manara Minerals, a joint venture between Saudi Arabian Mining and PIF, recently finalized the acquisition of a minority stake in Brazilian Mineral Veil based metals for $2.6 billion, which, by the way, like as you said, it's all about Saudi today.
Yeah, we're only focused on Saudi today.
It's
honestly, it's just like they're making headlines all around. Mm-hmm. So we have to acknowledge that they're making, you know, such waves in different aspects, whether it's investment, whether it's something towards environmental, you know, awareness and all that stuff. So like, it's really interesting and really like good to see like Saudi Arabia make such, you know, leaps.
I agree with you, actually. And remember how, like I said back in the previous story, that 2030 is going to be the year Saudi Arabia will be focusing on like environment, and it's maybe putting on environment like in the center of like in the center.
Yeah.
It's like the main, I would say, focus, which is really exciting and it's really good. You know, I just like hope that what happened at the Hajj pilgrims really does not affect them economically because they are really doing so well. And for them to actually achieve their vision for 2030, they will need to continue, you know, as long as, I think, honestly, they will be able to pull through. What do you think?
I agree, to be honest. And I feel like an investment with Brazil, which is obviously not in the region.
Yes.
I feel like this will strengthen the economic ties between both countries and help both countries achieve their economic goals like together simultaneously. So the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, it manages the country's sovereign wealth, and they're planning to invest $15 million in Brazil. Obviously, this investment will spread across various sectors. It's not just in one. So that includes infrastructure, energy, and agriculture. And by investing in Brazil, the PIF aims to diversify its portfolio, seeking profitability and profitable opportunities outside the Middle East. So this kind of investment will obviously boost both Saudi Arabia and Brazil's economy.
That's true.
Which is really good to see that they're, you know, trying to branch out. And it's, again, a win-win situation for both of them.
Agreed. And by the way, as well, you mentioned that they are looking forward to provide more opportunities for Saudi companies to participate and so on. And but providing like all the opportunities for whoever wants to work with Saudi Arabia is going to actually as well be participating in the country's growth.
Yeah,
economically and on so many levels. So I honestly think that the numbers that we're seeing right now will be doubling by next year.
Stay tuned we to find out, know. I guess.
We will be on Smashy actually for sure. We'll be like, oh yeah, remember last year we mentioned it was this number, but now it's doubled.
Yeah.
To twice, because like I never expected Saudi Arabia to actually bloom in such a short period of time, because it they bloomed in like literally in no time.
And in every sector possible.
Literally.
Tourism, entertainment, whatever have you, you know, like Saudi Arabia is there and it's like making a statement.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, stay tuned for, you know, a couple episodes down the line and you'll see us talking about Saudi Arabia again, because, you know, it's just... they're making such a difference now.
Agreed, by the way, and as well, because like, for example, like it has been... Saudi Arabia's economy right now is known to be the largest economy in the Middle East, because as of 2022, Saudi Arabia with the largest economy in the Middle East, it's the 18th largest economy in the world.
That's
so
really impressive.
For it's like, I mean, yes, you know, like we know, we do know that Saudi Arabia, you know, held all of like a lot of the oil, most of the oil,
of course,
before,
yeah,
with Aramco and so on. And after, you know, of course, like now Aramco is not all of it solely, mm-hmm, theirs. However, it is still theirs. And if you guys know this, because like it depends on oil.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not just about oil anymore. Like, mm-hmm, Saudi Arabia is really like, you know, diversifying and just going into different sectors and really owning it.
That's true. And they have such a large youth population, and they are willing to invest in their youth.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like where I think they are playing it right, because they,
definitely,
are aware of the fact that, you know, like if they are actually investing in the youth, and the youth actually do give more back to them, they're expecting more, which is very exciting to see where Saudi Arabia will be standing next. Because like we, as Farah Makhlouf mentioned, sorry you guys, as you mentioned, mm-hmm, beginning, like our topics for today were all about Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia is actually marking its presence.
Yes, 100%.
Well, you guys, this brings us to the end of our show. Don't forget, we come in as well with podcast forms, and if you missed the show, and tune in tomorrow, same time, same place.
Bye. Bye-bye.